This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being engaged, being involved, being just part of the solution. I always say the same thing to you. I know some of you must be getting tired of hearing it. But you got to get involved, engage in the conversation, right, in order to understand what the other side is thinking. And don't say you already understand, because you don't. I don't. I want to hear what they have to say. They're not all coming at this the same way, and you can change some of their minds. Just look at the walk-away movement. You can change some of their minds. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buying my book, buying a coffee mug, joining Patreon, which is part of the behind-the-scenes team, if you would. Check it out. You'll see what it's about. And again, I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, interacting online. Got a lot coming up. I want to talk about a little bit about the Russian hacking, because I'm so tired of hearing about the word hacking. I mean, they're throwing these terms around like they have a clue as to what they mean. Because they put out false information on Facebook, they didn't hack anybody's account. They didn't change anything from a counting standpoint. And I wish people would be honest about it. When you say Russian hacking, you imagine a bunch of hackers sitting in a room trying to hack away at service computers and information. All Facebook came out with, and they're called Russian hackers, is that these guys are somehow putting out misinformation now about Trump. You would think they'd be happy about that. So I'm tired of hearing about all the hacking that's going on, because there isn't any. Absolutely none. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, if you got something to say, topic you want me to take on, somebody you might want me to have on as a guest or what have you, more than happy to look into it. Let's bring on Dakota from Oregon. Thanks for joining the show.
Not at all. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, no problem. So what's on your agenda tonight?
Well, I'm cooking some nice T-bone steak after a long day at work, and I was listening to the car radio on the way home, and I was hearing something about CNN getting heckled yesterday at a rally in Florida by some supporters of the president.
Right.
Now, you know, I took basic law classes, and I majored in poli-sci when I was in college, so I understand the importance of the First Amendment. I wanted to get your opinion on what happened last night, Joe. I mean, I know the president really isn't a big fan of CNN or basically quite a number of news networks when they report something that quite literally isn't accurate, but is it fair for supporters like that to kind of go after professionals for exercising their First Amendment rights of reporting?
Well, okay.
Yeah,
I do, but let's get something straight. First of all, CNN or any any group like that has reported incorrectly plenty of times, okay? He doesn't have a First Amendment, but wait a minute, he doesn't have a First Amendment right to report the news. He has a job to report the news. That's what he does for a living. He works for a news source. Now, the people behind him, remember, he's at a private event, is he not?
Yeah.
Right? For all intents and purposes, he's at a private event that's open to the public, but it's run and paid for by a private organization. So he's got a group of people out there that are screaming. I think it was CNN sucks, and they were irritated with him because they've seen some of the reporting that especially Acosta has done. He could have done it outside from his truck. He could have done it somewhere else in the general area. So I just don't want to get all this free speech stuff mixed up in this. Now, someone on the left is saying it's because of the hate that Trump has for CNN, that's why they did it. No, actually, the people are getting irritated with CNN and some of those other outlets for not reporting all the news or not reporting things properly and really constantly spinning the negative on Trump, no matter what it is. You know, I want to ask these guys a question. I would love to ask Acosta a question. Can you tell me one thing? Give me one thing you reported on, one thing that you find a positive that President Trump has done. How much homework have you? Because as a news reporter, you have a lot more responsibility other than to say, I have a freedom of speech to say and do what I want to. They need to report accurately. Don't you agree?
I do, and I was kind of confused about that. That's why, you know, I like calling in, because I love to hear your opinions of it, really.
I appreciate that.
You know, and if I, of course, and if I was Acosta, I would say basically signing an agreement with North Korea to denuclearize and return the remains of veterans and soldiers from over a 50-year conflict, I think that would be a great accomplishment. I mean, do I think the president, I'm a great supporter of the president, if, you know, if the press would just let him do his job, kind of, without the shackles, so to speak.
Dakota, if I give them some credit if they would just say, look, I give the president a lot of credit for wanting to step up and try to meet with the North Korean president to try to bring peace. I don't think it's going to go anywhere, but I really give him a lot of kudos for doing that. That would be a whole different animal, but they don't do that. They jump right into, what a waste of time. Why is he meeting with a dictator? And they go right into the hate mode. So that's the stuff that bothers me. There's no positive anything with the man. The only time they're going to say something good about him is the last day of his eighth year in office when he's leaving. That's when they'll say something good, like, good riddance, see you later. Dakota, I talk too much. We got to go. We're going for a break. Thanks so much for calling the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, and just being involved and engaged. You know, usually, when I get this far into the show, I start doing all these crazy stories. Things that somewhat don't, well, not somewhat, most of it doesn't make sense. You know, I saw this meme I thought was great. It says, why does President Trump always hold his rallies in the evenings? Maybe because most of the people support him work. They have jobs. They can't leave early in the day. Right? I mean, think about it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So Madonna came out and said that, hey, Trump is the reason I moved. You know, I don't know. Wasn't she living in England? Wasn't most of her time spent living in England at one point? So Madonna suggested in an interview that she relocated her family from Manhattan across the Atlantic Ocean to Portugal to get away from Donald Trump. Now, she was speaking to Vogue Italia about the motivation behind her big move, saying, this is not America's finest hour. I suppose when she was walking on the stage like a slut, singing like a virgin, that was America's best hour, right? Right, when she said that she's not... Remember, people got her a case for that. What did she say? Now, you have all these little girls going to see her, going to listen to her. And what did she tell them? Right? She shouldn't be somebody to look up to. Well, you don't have a problem taking their money. You don't have a problem, being the big star that you were. You knew that you were affecting little girls. You knew that in a lot of cases you were a role model. They wanted to be like you. They wanted to be a singer. They wanted to do all that. And here you are, jumping around stage, half naked in a teddy, screaming like a virgin and making all kinds of great moves. I guess that was America's finest hour. I don't know. She said she felt like we needed a change, and I want to get out of America for a minute. Right? All of a sudden, she's got moral values. Another reason why Madonna moved to Europe, or the European country, was to help further her son David's budding soccer career. She said, I've been desperate to get him into the best academies with the best coaches, but the level of football in America is much lower than in the rest of the world, because it's not football, Madonna, in America. It's soccer. We're America. We're the United States. We don't do the same thing everybody else does. Soccer is not at the top of the list. She said her son was frustrated, so she moved. You know what? These people scream about equality and how great and how wonderful everything is. You know, she's got the money to do it. Isn't there a whole bunch of other budding football / soccer players that need better coaches? Maybe she could take them with her. Help get them the coaches they need. Maybe she could have brought the coaches here. I don't know. Any woman who is a soccer mom could say it kind of requires you to have no life because things change from week to week. Games change from weekend to weekend. Sometimes they're in the city. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're way out in the country. The Material Girl singer said that even if David doesn't become the next Cristiano, I don't even know what this is, Ronaldo, she just wants all of her kids to be good human beings. Okay. A lot of people say to me, you must really want your son to be a successful soccer player, your oldest daughter, Lourdes, to be a dancer, and Rocco to be a painter. Now, think about something. She's got the megabucks to make this happen. She's got the megabucks to hire the people to do what she needs to do to help these kids be successful, to make sure that nothing gets in their way. She was the one screaming about equality. How is that equal? And Donald Trump's the reason, in the top of the article, Donald Trump's the reason she moved, but yet getting her son out of America in front of better soccer coaches was the reason she moved. So I'm just kind of confused. I don't get it. This is the good one. This is the one I loved. So apparently, many Americans support First Amendment rights, but they really don't have a clue as to what they are. They don't really understand that whole freedom of speech thing. Now, there was a survey by the Freedom Foreign Institute. They found that while a vast majority of Americans claim to support the First Amendment rights, many can't define what those rights are. So, yeah, I think you should have rights. But I don't know which ones, and I don't know what they are. It's like I heard somebody who was, close to the issue. I heard somebody say that they were trying to get more money in the classroom. That if they were elected to a particular office, they would push to get more money in the classroom. There's only one problem. They didn't know what the budget was. So if they didn't know what the budget was, and they didn't know how much you got for the children, how do you know how to get more money in the classroom? How do you know if you can get more money in the classroom? If you don't know how much is going there, and how much you need to get there. Don't you find that as ignorant or disingenuous or whatever word makes your fancy? Right? Think about it. Anyway, they polled over 1,000 American adults. 74% of the respondents disagreed with the statement that the First Amendment goes too far in the rights it guarantees to U.S. citizens, yet 40% could not correctly identify any one of those rights. Another 36% of respondents could list just one of the freedoms protected by the amendment, while just one respondent could list all five. According to the report, 56% of respondents recall that the First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech, 15% mentioned freedom of religion, 13% remembered freedom of the press, 12% noticed the right to assemble, and just 2% cited the right to petition. It's what I was saying to the caller earlier, right? It's not so much the freedom of speech that allows. I mean, that was his job. That's a somebody who's working for the press, working for as a journalist, okay, a reporter, whatever you want to call him, a propagandist. I don't know, whatever you decide to call him. When you have a job working for a company like that, do you not also have a responsibility? You know, again, remember, one of the caveats to freedom of speech is you can't yell fire in a theater. You don't have that right, even though you have the right of freedom of speech. It's curtailed or contained. It's contained at certain times. So it's the same thing with the press. Do they have a right to state opinion as opposed to fact? Because we're expecting them to be fact, to tell facts, right? We're not expecting them to give us their opinion. Let us decide what we think. Or we could turn to an opinion show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump was merely expressing his thoughts with his tweet calling up Attorney General Jeff Sessions to end the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
It's not an order. It's the president's opinion. And it's ridiculous that all of the corruption and dishonesty that's gone on with the launching of the witch hunt, the president has watched this process play out, but he also wants to see it come to an end, as he stated many times. And we look forward to that happening.
Remains that are believed to belong to servicemen from the U.S. who fought in the Korean War are now back on American soil. Vice President Mike Pence.
Today, they are known but to God. But soon we will know their names, and we will tell their stories of courage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for being part of the conversation. The input you have, whether it be on Facebook or our online chat room. Very, 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 very happy that you were involved. All right. So if you head up to the website, there's a lot of things you can do up there. You can give me your email address. You can buy the book, buy the mug. There's a lot you can do to help support the show. Now, we were talking about how many Americans support the First Amendment, or your right to the First Amendment, but they don't really know what it means, what it's for, the support you should have because of it. Now, according to a report, only 56% of the respondents recall that the First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech. 15% mentioned freedom of religion. 13% remembered freedom of the press. 12% noted. Remember, for those of you on the left that are listening, going, it doesn't say it's freedom of the press to lie. It says freedom of the press. 12% noticed that the right to assemble, and just 2% cited the right to petition. Okay. So, again, it was what I was saying earlier in the show when I was talking about how the, when you have a problem with the government, people don't realize what you can do to change that. And if we don't get off our butts and vote, if we don't get off our butts and support what the president has done or what you believe he's done to be good, it's going to go right back to the way it was. He's not going to be able to do anything unless he acts totally like Obama and just signs all kinds of executive orders. Now, a bunch of them, almost 10%, asserted that the First Amendment protects the right to bear arms. Got to make you sick, right? The discrepancy between expressed support and demonstrated understanding of the First Amendment was huge. Right? I mean, they really didn't understand. Some of them said that they were willing to let college universities ignore the First Amendment when it came to dealing with controversial speakers or, you know, tough situations. The study also found that 51% of Americans surveyed believe that public universities should be able to retract invitations to controversial speakers. So what happened to freedom of speech? Another 42% of respondents supported disinviting speakers who would be likely to offend some group or some individuals. See, this is what we've raised. Yeah, I'll say we, because it's my generation too. This is what we've raised. We've raised people that know what the words are, can recite the words, but have no clue as to what the meaning is. Right? I mean, when you have the majority of people close to the darn majority that think freedom of speech is something you can cut back, curtail, or stop altogether, that's a problem. Democrat respondents notably were significantly more likely than Republicans to endorse the cancellation of a controversial speaker, while independents were generally in line with the overall results. A little over 50% of Democrats supported canceling a potentially offensive speaker. Think about it. Now, here's one that should surprise you. 31% of Republicans on campus, or so-called Republicans, agreed that you could cancel an event if it would offend too many people. How many is too many? 61% of the Democrats supported disinviting a speaker who would likely provoke a student to protest, compared to 45% of Republicans. And they, gee, here's a shock, right? They also put out that race and gender both influenced the responses, finding that females were more likely than males to support canceling a speech, and that people who identified as black, now, why do we have to play that game? People who were black were more likely to think so than people who identified as white. So again, we're not teaching them, we're not training them properly. They don't really understand what freedom of speech is all about. Not when you think you can easily kill it, knock it off, curtail it, or whatever. Don't make fun of how I speak. I mean, look, they're still creating small free speech zones on college campuses across the country. Well, I thought the whole campus was a free speech zone. I thought the whole country, every place you step, was a free speech zone. Right? I mean, doesn't the Constitution apply everywhere, even on college campuses? So this stuff is always just kind of surprising to me. I'll tell you what else that I came across tonight that's very surprising. Remember, Brian Terry was a border guard that was murdered at the border. And the suspect who believed killed him is being extradited from Mexico, which is kind of really weird. Because Mexico never extradites anybody to us. Maybe it's a goodwill gesture from the new president, I don't know. But a man suspected of killing that Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, back in 2010. Now, I want you, who was president in 2010? I can't, anyway. 2010 was extradited to the U.S. from Mexico on Tuesday. Horacio Osorio Arellanes, who was taken into custody in April 2017 and charged with first-degree murder, will face arraignment in Tucson, Arizona on Wednesday. Now, that's coming from Jeff Sessions and the DOJ. And again, I say this is kind of weird because usually we don't get anything back from Mexico. Terry was killed in a gunfight in 2014. Agents and members of the cartel were involved in the shooting. Now, they came across, think about that. They now at the border, and I think it's still going on, but at the border, there is no border for the cartel. They think they have a right to do whatever they want to do and how they want to do it. Now, this agent's death is the one that exposed Operation Fast and Furious. Now, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, remember this. Remember how this went down. right? This was that operation that allowed criminals to buy guns in Phoenix shops, and they were going to track. How are they going to track these guns? They want to track them back to Mexico to see who was buying them and where they were going. There were over 2,000 guns that were bought that they don't know where they went. They don't know where they ended up or how. And they're trying to get six other individuals back from Mexico. I don't think that's going to happen. But ultimately, I think it is a sign, people. The left will never admit to it. I mean, think about what Trump has been able to get back from other countries. Oh, not what. I shouldn't say that. That's not right. Think of the prisoners, the people, the Americans he's been able to get back from other countries without giving up anything, without giving pallets of cash or dropping off pallets of cash at the airport, by simply stating what he wanted or what he thought would be a goodwill gesture. I don't hear much about Cuba anymore. I don't know if we're doing much with them. I don't think they care. And for somebody to actually think that if we start going to Cuba, if we start spending our money there, if they start getting revenues into that'll make life better for the kids or make life better for their people, you've really got a mental condition. Because they've never done anything to try to make life. And don't give me that single, it's not even single payer health care, but don't give me that garbage. Well, they have health care for everybody. They have people dying all over the place because they can't get to see a doctor because the medicine isn't the same. And for those of you who would love socialism, do you think you'd have an iPhone in a socialist country? Do you really think that would happen? It's just insanity never stops. Who was the woman? Oh, God, I just had this. Oh, the ad, that's right. Did I talk about the Democrat Socialist candidate running in Washington State's 9th Congressional District, and she spoke about her support for government-funded health care, abolition of ICE, and how she is modeling her campaign after the New York Congressional candidate Alexandria? She thinks she's got a home run with this. There's a couple of problems. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit in the real side. Be back to talk about it in a minute.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear. Or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I think we live in a time warp. You don't have to do it. Some freaky stuff going on. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for being, for partaking, participating, being part of The Real Side. I really do appreciate it. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what it is that, I don't know, I don't want to say the shows you want to hear, but let me know the topics you want to know about, the authors, the people you want me to bring on. I mean, I know some of you were, what's her name? Judge Jeanine, when she was on, we're kind of excited about that. But it's like, when they do their book tours, everybody has them on. So it's not as exciting because, you know, you're not someone special. They're on everybody's show. I like to bring in, like, Dr. Gerard. I mean, that man's got his finger on what's going on. He's proven it. He's got a bunch of books he's written. He's pretty much on it. So, you know, yeah, I'd love it love to have more people like that come on the show. People who've actually made something happen, who's actually, you know, been involved in the situation, if you would, in the process. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys hang out with me. And it is hanging out, if you think about it, right? We're hanging out, we're talking. Hopefully, I think we're having a good time. I'm sure you'll tell me. All right. So, Washington Democrat Socialist is running, and she wants to be, like, what was that woman's name? I really can't remember her name. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she's running on a platform of, I love this, government-funded health care, abolition of ICE, it's abolition of ICE. And she thinks that she can model her campaign like Alexandria's and win. I hope more lefties run. I hope more progressive lefties run. I think the more the merrier. I think the more that run across this country, the more seats the Republicans will take. All right? I mean, for me, it's that simple. She's 30 years old. She's taking on the 11-term incumbent Democrat Representative Adam Smith. And then the Republican challenger is Doug Bassler. And, you know, Oregon also has one of those jungle primaries, top two vote getters. And it really creates havoc. It really doesn't give people a choice. It really doesn't. Bill Hemmer did an interview with her. He thanked Smith for appearing on a story with him. And they have invited, see, this is what I was getting a kick out of. We were talking about this earlier. He's invited Alexandria on. She won't come on either. He asked Smith about the cost of her political platform, noting that it will cost trillions of dollars to fund health care for all. Now, Smith claimed that the current health care system costs taxpayers $47 trillion, and that single taxpayer would only cost $33 trillion. I'm trying to figure out how this works when our budget is $20 trillion. Is this like progressive Democrat math? So it's costing us $47 trillion. Where's that money being hidden? Where's that amount being hidden? Because, frankly, you look at our budget, you look at the deficit we're in, you look at what we're spending, it's like the loons in Sacramento. They want single-payer health care. We have just under $200 billion budget, and they want to add another $200 billion to it. Actually, another $200 billion. By doing single-payer health care. Now, they can't tell you where they're going to get the money. They think they're going to get it from the feds. You know, it's not the feds' job to keep paying for everything. It's not the government's job to pay for everything. And it's impossible to do. I really, sometimes when I sit and talk with them, I really try to understand where they think the money's going to come from. They think they're going to take it from the rich. How much money do you... Remember when President Obama said... Why do you need more than $3 million to live on? What would somebody do with more than $3 million? Well, guess what? He can answer that question today. 10 times over. So what does somebody do, Mr. Obama, with $30 million? I mean, you asked the same question for three. Invested properly, it should last a lifetime. Well, then you don't need the 30. You only need the 3. And somebody who can invest it properly for you. Anyway, Dr. Smith. She said that she supports fellow socialist Senator Bernie Sanders out of Vermont. And a plan for a speculative Wall Street tax that would charge 0.2% on every dollar traded on the market. She said the billions that would raise in government revenue should be earmarked for education. Where is she getting these numbers? I've never heard of any of these. When asked about the cost of her plan, Smith responded that not many people question the cost of the wars in places like Iraq. I mean, seriously, what's that going to do with the price of tomatoes in Japan? I'm trying to make it funny. It makes no sense. She's making absolutely no sense. She said in one of her tweets that we need Medicare for all so students like me don't have to take out an additional $6,000 in loans to get basic preventative medical coverage. She said, the richest nation in history, we should never accept a system where people have to die because they can't afford to see a doctor. There are very few people in this country that can't see a doctor. Hemmer asked why she believed the federal government could do a better job of taking care of people than people can. She said, that's the point of the government, she said, adding that government should allow people to self-determine their future by providing basic needs. So by providing basic needs to people, they can self-determine their future, but they have to rely on the government to be able to get what they need to self-determine their future. Let that sink in for a minute. And then it gets even better than that. She thinks the government can do a great job with health care. Has she been to a VA hospital? Has she heard about the VA? I don't know how... I don't know how they ignore this stuff, right? Seriously. I don't know how they keep ignoring what is actually playing out that the government actually has control of and has screwed up, and yet they think the government can take on more. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, we had Gerard Lomero on the other night, and we talked about the polling, how polling is done. And I thought this is really kind of cool, because there's an article out about Ted Cruz being in trouble in Texas. And it shows Cruz's challenger is only 2 points away from him. Now, again, another poll. Who'd the poll go out to? Who they talk with? What were the questions that were asked? I want to know all of this. Now, Cruz is not the most charismatic character that we have running for office. So, again, depending on what he did, and this is where I get mad at my people on the right, where either the person you're voting for has to be 100% with you or you're not going to vote at all. And if somebody would actually sit down and figure it out, and I know some of you get crazy with me, but here's the deal. If you don't vote, if you don't support the person that will at least vote most of the time the way you want them to, you're giving the vote to the other person. And it's easy to figure out. And I'm not going to lay it all off you because I've done it a million times. Just make believe like there's only 10 votes on your block for two candidates. And do the math. And show some people abstaining and what happens. Because that's what you're doing when you don't vote. You abstain from voting. And Cruz may have a very, very close re-election bid on his head. According to the Daily Briefing, a Texas group poll of more than 800 registered voters in the Lone Star State. See what I mean? 800 voters. Shows Cruz only 2 points ahead of the El Paso Democrat, Rob Beto O'Rourke, 36% of the 34%. Cruz is a routine supporter of President Trump, while O'Rourke has made calls for President to be impeached. Now think about this. Texas is not a liberal state. Now I know there's areas that are very liberal. I get that. But I'm not buying that it's this close. I'm not buying he's in that much trouble at all. That's how I feel about it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, again, I'm admonishing you at the end of every show. Get out there and support your candidate. Get out, do something for your candidate. I don't care if it's writing postcards for them, sending emails for them, whatever it is, you need to get involved and engage. You need to make sure that they have a fighting chance because you're behind them. Look, 20 years ago, it was a postcard, right? Or it was letters. Or even phone calls to that degree. But I guarantee that most of you, not all of you, but most of you, have a couple hundred people in your email list. So send out an email. Let people know why you're voting, why you're supporting, why you're helping somebody. Because it'll go a long way coming from you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me. God bless and have a great rest of the day.